eat rich meats and drink sweet wine and send a little care package to anybody who doesn't have any. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is called Ember Wednesday. And as you come into church, you see the altar doesn't have any flowers on it. And it's in purple, the altar is, just as it would be for a funeral, because today is a day for doing penance. What did you bring with you to Mass today? I'm thinking of that because, you know, when the priest I told you about on Sunday, the great missionary of California, Father Serra, when he went to California, he didn't come empty-handed. What did he bring with him? Well, a bishop had given him a present, which was as large as he was. He was short. He was only 5 feet 2 inches high, kind of on the short side. And this bishop gave him a statue of the Blessed Mother, very big, and he carried it with him. And he carried other things too, not only holy things like prayer books and rosaries and things for Mass, but he also carried, little plants, or the roots of plants that were all sort of wrapped up. And if you planted them and took care of them, they would give you oranges and then different things that you would need to take care of growing grapes. So you'd have grapes for dessert, and then you could have wine too. And then all sorts of other interesting things for vegetables and things like that, as well as for fruits. He came with all of these things as presents for the Indians. They weren't even Christians yet. They weren't baptized. They certainly didn't know their catechism, and they barely knew how to behave themselves. They were worse even than misbehaving children in Miss Patton's class, say, in an afternoon, which is that pretty wild some days, right? Right. But he civilized them, just as we all have to be sort of civilized a little bit at a time. He civilized them by making them Christians, and he gave them all of these wonderful presents. And then, you know what, when they were very, very bad, and they had had a revolt, and they even killed one of the friars with arrows, as Indians use arrows, you know what he did? He forgave them. And he begged the Spanish authorities to forgive them too, on account of their being just like children or barbarians, and they needed to be taught, he said, but we have to be very patient. And so the Spanish said, okay, in our Lord's name we will. And our Lord blessed their work very, very much. So these are all the things that he brought when he went to them. Well, I'm thinking of that today because today we have the feast day of a bishop who used to be a lawyer, and then he converted and he became a very holy bishop and a writer and a preacher, and he died for the faith unto the pagans a long time ago in northern Africa, and his name is Saint Cyprian. And Saint Cyprian once told his people, or else he wrote to them, because he had to write sometimes letters because he was in hiding because the pagans were looking for him, and he was a fugitive, and he took care of his flock by writing them letters. Well, one time he said, when you come to pray, he said, don't come empty-handed. So that's why I just asked you, what did you bring with you to church today? He said, don't come empty-handed. Don't just say the words. You have to pray and offer up penances or sacrifices, and you just have to keep on praying. Well, what did you bring with you to church today? Well, I suppose you would have brought your faith and your love for Jesus and Mary, the girls, the little doilies on your heads, and your reverence, of course, and your good promises, and your I'm sorry, please forgive me for anything I've done so far today that I shouldn't have. Those are all things that we bring. And we bring our sacrifices, too, because it's hard some days to go through a long Mass or to say prayers, or it's hard to be good in the classroom and do what we're told and follow the rules. Those are all things that we bring with us. And if we plant them and we water them with prayer, they'll grow and they'll blossom, just like those orange trees or apple trees in the orchard that Father Serra planted for the Indians in San Diego. Sure they will, if we bring things with us that are good and that are holy. Today is an Ember Day. It's a day for some penance and a little prayer. We have an interesting story in the Gospel, children, and it's about a poor boy. He was about your age, And he was possessed by the devil, which happened a lot back then for one reason or another. And this devil made the little boy not able to speak or to hear. It was called being deaf and dumb. And he threw the boy around, the devil did, and he made him gnash his teeth like this and then foam at the mouth. And he hurt the boy quite a bit. So the boy's father went to see some of the apostles. And he said, "Here's my boy. A devil's got hold of him. Could you get rid of the devil and make him be better for me, please?" And the apostles tried, only they weren't successful. So when the man sees Jesus coming, he says, "Our Lord will take care of things for me." So he tells the same story to our Lord. And then he tells our Lord, "You know, your apostles tried to help him out, but they couldn't. Could you help him out?" And then our Lord says to him, "If you have faith, all things are possible." And the poor man, he started to cry. And he wept and he said, I do believe, Lord. Please help me to believe." He was very sincere because he loved his son. His parents always do love their children. So then our Lord just, he saw all these people running and there was going to be a big show and he didn't want to have a big show. He didn't want that at all. So before all the people got there, our Lord just told the devil to get out. And, of course, the devil had to obey because our Lord is God. And everybody was happy. And the story spread about how our Lord really must be God because he drove the devil out of that boy. And you should have seen him before, but now he's just like a regular child, and he's very well behaved, which is something, just something to be said for it, doesn't it? Very well behaved. Well, at the end of the gospel story, our Lord is walking down the road, and all the people have gone, and the apostles say to our Lord, once everybody leaves, they say, "Why couldn't we do that? How come only you could do that?" And our Lord says to them, "This kind of a devil you can only get rid of by prayer and by fasting," which is offering up sacrifices in general. Sometimes it means not meeting, but eating, but sometimes it means just giving things up, especially giving up sins that we'd like to commit. Prayer and fasting. And the apostles said, "Oh," and they thought about that for a while, and maybe they learned their lesson. So we have the Ember Day at the beginning of our school year in September for the fall to remind us, don't come to church empty-handed. Every day, bring all your good intentions and your sorrow for your sins and your promises and everything. Just bring it all and offer it up to God the Father with Jesus on the altar at Mass. If you don't come into church empty-handed, children, but if you come like Father Sarah, loaded down with all sorts of good things to give God, guess what? When you leave church, you won't go back to your classroom empty-handed either. God bless you. In the name of the Father.